from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey. Tuesday's approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. New Jersey is the seventh most expensive state for renters, according to a new report. Workers need to bring in more than $38 per hour to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment.
We know that people deserve and need to have a safe, affordable place to call home. And simply, here in New Jersey, there has just not been enough choices for people to make that dream a reality.
Stacey Berger with the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says they want to see the state increase the eviction filing fee as a disincentive to landlords. The blueberry may be New Jersey state fruit, but that does not mean it's perfect. Researchers at Rutgers are in the process of trying to create a sweeter and firmer product. The research is entering its final phase this summer, but it's still going to take a while.
So we'll have an answer in the next 5 years whether this cultivar will be created and brought to market.
This year's blueberry season is moving a bit faster than usual due to spells of extreme heat. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. 3 years ago, Google set a plan to address climate change by going net zero, meaning it would release no more climate-changing gases into the air than it removes by 2030. But a report from the company Tuesday shows it's nowhere near meeting that goal. Its emissions grew 13% in 2023 over the year before. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 162 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be experienced, Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will any showers pop up tonight? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a clear to partly cloudy sky tonight. Still relatively comfortable for early July. We'll have a low temperature within a few degrees of 60. Clouds and sunshine as we head through tomorrow. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Now, the humidity will stay pretty low tomorrow. Feeling a little more muggy tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. And the humidity certainly higher on the 4th of July. It'll be a very warm day with clouds and sunshine. We'll have to watch for a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, especially across central and north Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90. It will be close to 80 at the shore. And still the risk for a thunderstorm in spots on Friday. Again, very warm and humid, a high near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now it's 84 in Piscataway, Point Pleasant 78, Camden 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage? With a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.